Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is the new Indian River Keeper, Marty Baum. The mission of the Indian River Keeper is to protect and restore the Indian River Lagoon through advocacy, enforcement, and citizen action. Marty, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations on your selection as the Indian River Keeper. Tell me about the Riverkeeper program.
Well, I'm like a warden. I pay attention to what's going on, pollution issues, things that impact the lagoon and its health are my purview. I have a good set of guidelines through the Waterkeeper Alliance. They've been around for, 25 years or so. It was that group that originally cleaned up the Hudson River. They found some issues. It was polluted. It was dead. A group of fishermen got together. They found an obscure federal document that says we are entitled to fresh, clean water. And then if somebody is polluting it and you sue them, the guy who turns them in gets half of it, of the award. So they went for that. They won. And instead of taking the money and run, they reapplied it back into the Hudson River. And 250 lawsuits later, it is a poster child for reclamation and restoration of a clean waterway. In 1996, Bobby Kennedy Jr. stepped in and he contacted all these groups and asked them if they might be interested in making themselves into an alliance. And they did, and that is what I am part of, the Waterkeeper Alliance. I'm not beholden to anybody. My entire office is run by donations and, community patrons, people who believe in the program and who have a vested interest in the lagoon and clean water. And, we all do. Our way of life and the value of everything that we have, our property, our homes, everything, it all depends on clean water.
What is the current state of the Indian River Lagoon?
It's on the verge of a nutrient-driven collapse in the northern end. And, of course, we're trying to recover from the discharges in the stormwater, the tremendous amounts of stormwater that happened in the southern lagoon. From Harbor Branch, just north of Fort Pierce, down to the St. Lucie Inlet, it's probably an 8 or a 9, especially around Fort Pierce Inlet. That's where 50% of our flush comes from in the lagoon. 30% comes from St. Lucie, and 20% comes from Sebastian. North of Vero, they're probably a 2 or a 3. Of all the ecosystems on planet Earth, seagrass meadows are up there with tropical rainforests and tropical reefs as being the most diverse in the entire world. We are sitting on top of a treasure, the most diverse estuary in all of North America. It's very, very special, and it's just collapsing right underneath us, and we have the means to, without spending a lot of money, to have a positive effect, a meaningful improvement of water quality. We'll see if that works. No matter what I say, the lagoon is going to speak for itself, and at some point in this collapse, everybody's going to look around and say, oh no, how do we fix this?
I'm speaking today with Indian River Keeper Marty Baum. So Marty, how can people help?
Get involved. In the county level, talk to your county commission. Try to get them to enact fertilizer ordinances. Pay attention to water issues. Please consider writing to our congressman and asking for the funding to get some of these storm treatment things going. If we can get fertilizer ordinances enacted up and down the lagoon, the next thing is it will be my job to help these counties try to find funding for stormwater retrofits and this and that. The water is arriving at the lagoon too soon. Dr. Grant Gilmore, probably the foremost scientist that's ever studied the lagoon, he lives in Vero and he tried an experiment. He dropped some ping pong balls in a thunderstorm in a swale in the front yard. 4 hours later, they were in the lagoon. So whatever he had put on his lawn that day, 4 hours later was in the lagoon. Therein lies our big stormwater problem. The City of Sewell's Point and the Martin County Commission both have enacted fertilizer ordinances, and they have given me letters from their commissions to the other commissions, please join us. They understand the need to join everybody from end to end so that we can become a singular voice once again, Indian River Country. We're all in this together. We are all dependent. Our way of life is dependent upon the clean water and the health of that lagoon that just sits right out there.
Are you optimistic about the future of the lagoon?
I am.
I've been speaking today with Indian River Keeper Marty Baum. If you'd like to find out more about Indian River Keeper, go to their website, indianriverkeeper.org. Marty, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you very much.